John Joe, good afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm not so bad at all, John Joe.
That's good.
You're a man from Clonglash in Bunkranna. Very good. And you're 77 years of age.
That's right, aye.
That's a good age to reach, never mind being
a
recent Northern Ireland Open champion in drafts and an Irish senior champion. Tell us how you got into the game of drafts, John Joe.
Well, I played drafts a good wee bit when I was around about 11, like up to 14, like, you know. But then, at that time, like it was then over the Dutch and, you know, the Saturday. So we didn't then start to about, I think it was about 22 years or 23 years ago. So we formed then an his own league, like. And it was formed by James Callaghan, and me would be the founder members, and Lady McLaughlin and Doherty, and Richard Howell, and George Devil, and that would be the founder members, like, of the club that was started. So we started off fairly small, and it worked up then to maybe 40 to 50 members in the club. That's how we started off, like, you know.
And did you play among yourselves just as a club?
We played among ourselves as a club, but you see, as it got bigger, then we had the mid-divisions, you know, like, you know, maybe from the novice at the middle and the seniors, you know, like, and that gives two players went up and two went down, like, you know.
Okay, from within that group.
Within that group, aye.
So you had your own league system running.
It's only now at the present, like. But then, we have it worked out, like, that the NSHOWN Open had comes in next to the league. And then the Donegal Open had been played up in Newton, Cards in Newton, had been run by Q Doherty.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh Devlin had been run after the NSHOWN Open. So we have it that the clubs didn't want to be clashing others, so everybody then can go to the matches, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the cream's coming to the top, that's the way it's organised. And
That's it, aye.
And three categories now, would that be correct to say intermediate, then seniors, and then there's the masters?
That's right, aye.
Okay, and you've gone to the seniors level.
That's right, I went through the senior level, aye.
And that's where you won your national title and Northern Ireland Open.
That's right, aye.
So would you say that you're getting better with age?
Definitely, aye.
And see, you've represented your country as well.
I did a lot of times. I just can't tell you how many times I represented a lot of times and represented a good few times at county level as well, like, you know.
So would that be inter-county competitions?
Well, it'd be again other counties, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how would Donegal compare with other counties in Ireland?
Donegal would be very strong. We would be very strong, like.
Mm-hmm. And how have you done internationally? How have you done for Ireland?
I done very well. Like, I never was beaten in the international games.
You were never beaten?
Never was beaten, no.
And you don't know how many games you've played?
I just can't remember. Like, there's a lot, like, you know, down 22 years, I remember every, you know. Uh-huh.
And you're unbeaten?
I never got beaten, no.
That's fantastic.
And
where do you hope to go next? What's the next ambition?
Well, see, with me winning that now, that puts me right into the Masters. I have to go to the Masters now, like, you know.
So you'll be taking on the...
Yes, to go on then the cream of the country then, and every other country, like, it wants to see mostly open, like, it takes on other countries as well, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, would there be many people of your age competing in the Masters?
There'd be a good few, you know, but there'd be odd one, like, the pass away, you know, like. But there'd be a good few in the 70 age group and around that, like, and they'd be pretty good players, like.
Mm-hmm. And are there many younger players involved at the drafts at this stage?
Well, it's hard to get the younger players in. There are a few, like. But see, with immigration and this, you know, that the club, like, slotting a few members, one's going away and work and things like that, like, it would be bigger if they're all at home, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. And tell me, do you think would you be better a better player now if you had continued on from the age 14 on?
Oh, you would. It takes a while, long time for to be a good player. But you have to get in there and be sure that you can take a beating. You know, it's a great thing not be, to be... To a bad loser's not a great thing, like, you know.
And is there good sportsmanship in
there? Sportsmanship is the main thing in it, like, you know.
And you have to keep the head, obviously.
You have to keep the head, obviously, down, like, you know.
Yeah. Well, Hugh Devlin's a name that has been, I suppose, synonymous with drafts. I'm sure there are other good players, Miles Hannigan, for example. But, you know, are you all aspiring to be as good as Hugh?
Well, like at that master level, there's another fellow, and it's McCusker from Throne to Lake, Sion Mills. He would be a very, very good player.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think he'd be close and written. But Hugh Devlin would be, he's a grand master for a long time, like, and he done a terrible lot for drafts, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think Danny, like, he does the schools around here, like, you know, we supply the boards and the men into the schools, you know.
So it's important to get the younger ones at
well,
an early
that's
age.
What we're working on, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you got a big honour this year in that you were named the Donegal Sports Star Award winner in Mind Sports.
That's right, that's right, I was over the moon to get that, like, you know.
Well, that's the cream of the crop in Donegal Sports. And you're going to continue on. How many times would you play during the week?
Well, we play just on a Tuesday night. The only show league's going now on a Tuesday night, so we play on a Tuesday night. But there are times like that we used to have to play maybe twice in the week, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody was out there and they were anxious to get started, what would you tell them to do?
Well, just come along to any of us, like, in the club, and that's all that they have to do, like, and they'll be very welcome in the club, like, you know, because that Miles Hannigan and Francis McNally, they're members of the Annie Shone Club, like, you know, and there are a lot of other players, like, you know, the front of their own, but they're on the McCusker, they're members of the Annie Shone Club.
Mm-hmm. So they're all very welcome. And
they're all very welcome, aye.
And they would have a friendly cup of tea ready for them if they wanted
to join. That's right, aye. We do have that as well, like, you know. Uh-huh.
Well, John Joe, thank you very much for joining us, and congratulations and continued success.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much indeed. John Joe McGee there.